奉主耶稣圣名继续来查考道理。
In Lord Jesus Christ, we'll continue our study of the Holy Word.
今天下午呢，要继续以预备自己来享受神的节日做题目，来查考怎么预备。
We'll use the topic of prepare yourself to enjoy God's feasts for our mutual encouragement.
我们早上提到神定节期的意义，其实就是要我们能够借着每一周的安息日享受真正的安息。
So God established these various holy feasts so that on a Sabbath day we can truly enjoy it.
一定要先有享受安息日这个每一周的基础，我们才能够真的在节期的时候得到属灵的造就。
We must first fully comprehend and understand the meaning behind the keeping the Sabbath, at which point we can then truly enjoy these feasts.
从每一周的安息日，在利未记二十五章，把它延伸出去到每第七年的安息年，从安息日延伸到安息年 ，the year of rest.
So in Leviticus chapter 25, it discusses observing the Sabbath weekly, all the way to the observing the Sabbath year.
就是说，第七年的时候，要让地也得休息。
That is to say, on the seventh year, even the land itself will receive its rest.
在神跟人的约里面，跟神跟亚伯兰立约里面有两个重点。
When God made the covenant with Abraham, there were two important points.
一个就是土地，一个就是人子孙。
These key items reference the earth and the second man.
那所以神跟人立约他的证据就是人愿意遵守安息日，享受神的安息，每一周的安息。
God made a covenant with man so that he can observe the holy Sabbath.
所以出埃及记三十一章特别强调，安息日是人跟神立约的证据。
And Exodus chapter 31 discusses that.The Holy Sabbath is a covenant between God and man.
当我们每一周能够享受安息的时候，其实我们就是在高举我们是属神的证据在世人眼前。
Because we observe the Sabbath every Sabbath day of each week, that is to say that we have separated ourselves from this, this world as children of God.
那到了安息年这个神的这个条例的时候，就在强调土地也要跟着休息。
And in this Sabbath year, the seventh year, God wants to have give this land its rest.
因为我们人是从土地得到出产，可以养活我们的生命。
Is we live by this land.
那所以土地要好的保存，让它可以年年能够产生我们需要的土产。
Because we live by this land, we must also nourish and take care of it. And it must receive its own rest.
这就是神他定安息年的用意。
And this is the the meaning behind establishing this year of the rest.
利未记二十五章的第四节说，第七年地要守圣安息。
And in Leviticus chapter 25, verse 4, it discusses that the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of solemn rest.
那所以地也要休息，然后之后才会有。丰富的出产。
Until it gets its rest, it is through this rest that it can then, you can then reap what you have sown on it.
然后接下去就是西年，就是连续七个安息年之后，次一年就是喜年。第八节以后，这个就是 Jubilee, year of Jubilee.
And then if you look at verse 8,you can count seven Sabbath of years for yourself, and at the end of that, year of Jubilee.
就第五十年哈，所以要有七个循环，七个安息年之后的次一年的第五十年就是安息，就是所谓的息年。
So after you observe the Sabbath year seven times, that is the 50th year. Then would be the year of Jubilee.
到第九节那个地方。就是第七个安息年的七月十号要大发脚声去宣告神的喜年要到了。
And after, at that, on the 10th day of the 7th month of the year of Jubilee, you shall observe the day of atonement.
不是应该是在安息年的第七个安息年的那一年的七月十号了。 第七个安息年。
That's the seventh, the seventh year of the year of the Sabbath. So the 49th year.
第四十九年，然后七月初十号就是赎罪日的时候，就要大发脚声，在遍地宣告神的禧年要来了。
And in the seventh month, on the tenth day, you must observe this Day of Atonement.
第十节就是禧年的经文了。
And in verse 10, verse 10 it reads, "And you shall consecrate the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you, and each of you shall return to his possession, and each of you shall return to his family."
所以这个禧年呢，叫做自由之年了哈，宣告自由了。
And this year is known as the year of freedom.
那在以赛亚书六十一章第二节，他说这是神的恩年 ，the year of the Lord。
And in Isaiah, it also refers to this year as a year of the Lord.
那到了以赛亚书六十三章第四节说，这是神的救赎之年。救赎的哈。
And in Isaiah chapter 63 verse 4, it says it's the year of redemption.
所以是救赎的，就是你卖出去的东西或者土地可以把它赎回来的。
So that whatever you have let go or sold, you can then redeem it.
那有安息日才会有安息年，也才会有禧年。
It is because of the holy Sabbath, each week, and then the Sabbath year, are you then able to have this year of jubilee?
所以神定节期其实就是要我们人真的得安，从这个安息里面去享受神的祝福。
So truly, God established the holy Sabbath for our own enjoyment, and pleasure.
那节期第二个意义就是让我们可以敬拜神，专心敬拜神。
And in establishing these feasts is for us to focus on God and worshiping Him.
第三个意义，让我们可以纪念神，感念神的恩典。
And thirdly, it is for us to remember and be thankful for all that He has given.
那在节期的时候，通常都会提到要献祭。
And during feasts, we always hear about making offerings.
那这个献祭就是我们人感恩的一个表现。
And offering to our Lord is an action by which we give thanks.
把地的出产拿来，出熟的拿来给神。
It's to offer your best, to bring out your best for our Lord.
那第四个，它节期的意义就是要在这个机会，在这个时期，我们可以悔改来呼求神。赦免我们的过犯。
Fourthly, for these feasts, is for us to look at ourselves and ask for forgiveness, to be reborn.
那第五个就是我们借着这个节日呢，能够来一起团契喜乐，然后来仰望将来的天国的盼望。
And fifth, these feasts are an occasion for us to gather together and fellowship with one another.
那我们现在要来看，我们当怎么预备自己来真的领受神的这个节日，怎么做
？So let's discuss on how we can truly prepare ourselves for these feasts.
第一个一定要先懂得这个敬畏的心，要有敬畏神的心。
First and foremost, we must know how to truly have a reverent heart.
就是说，我们先知道说这是神的吩咐，这是神要我们去做的了。
Having an understanding that God wants us to do this is important.
那所以我们会怕神的人，就会神说的话我们就去做。
So those who fear the Lord will obey His commands.
神要我们尽我们的力量啊，他说带我们的礼物来朝见神。
It is to put forth our best in our ability to be able to bring it.Before God.
所以我们不会轻看神的这个日子。
So that we do not take for granted this important occasion.
我们不会觉得神的日子很厌烦，神的这个规矩很繁琐。
Not only take it for granted, but be rather find it inconvenient or despicable.
我们也不会懒惰，想说那算了，没有也无所谓。
It is also for us to keep ourselves from feeling like it's There is no value where you can easily just toss it aside.
哦，所以我们有敬畏的心，我们也会有感恩的心啊，来带礼物来见神啊，那可以让神的应许实现在我们身上。
So we must truly have a reverent and humble heart. On top of that, with thankfulness, then we can come before the Lord to partake.
那我们今天要来朝见神的时候，通常都要有信心的。
And all those around, who want to go before the Lord, we must have strong faith.
要有信心，接下去才能够做很多事情。
It is through faith or by faith are we then able to carry out much of this work.
因为要来照神的日子来过日，来过生活，有些事情，有些时候要离开家乡，要把自己的家放着嘛。
In order to work for the Lord, there are times where you must sacrifice yourself. Other occasions, you may have to leave your family.
那这个工作先放在旁边呢。
So we can't put this work to the side as second priority.
然后来到神面前。
And then, so we must set aside our own personal daily living to then come before the Lord.
然后照神的话说，哦，如果是要来这边七天，就七天了。
And to obey all that he has commanded. If he asks you to come and stay for 7 days, then you must come and stay for 7 days.
对当时候的百姓来说，以后他们进迦南地，他们要到神的会幕来见神，是要长途跋涉，是要旅行的，要出外的。他们需要远行，能够到神面前来。
So for the Israelites to enter the land of Canaan, they must travel.And be sojourners, in other words.
不会像我们现在说这个的 internet 在家里面就可以来聚会了。
It's not like we can sit in our own homes to be able to observe the Sabbath.
他们当时候要见神，都要真的是要长途跋涉，走路好几天，甚至啊几个礼拜，然后到会幕那个地方去献祭，要见神。
Back in the day, they had to in order to worship the Lord and to see Him.They may have, must travel a great length and for long periods of time just to observe one day.
要有 yes, 不是这个节期的，要有信心的。
So to, in order to observe these feasts or to enjoy these feasts, you must have faith.
好，那有信心也才有办法接下去守安息年呢。
And is by this faith are we then able to then observe the Sabbath year?
那也才有办法这个喜年的时候，该让他们自由的就要让他自由，该还的就要还出去，这个都要靠信心，不然做不到。
And it is by faith are we able to last through 7 of these Sabbath years into the year of Jubilee. Without faith, one cannot make it that far.
啊，其实神他这样子要求百姓，他神就相对祝福啊，愿意听从的人。
So God promised His people.He will surely bless them if they are able to carry this out.
比如说，我们利未记25章，请看第21节。
Let's take a look at Leviticus.
第20节。
Leviticus chapter 25, verse 20.
请读20节到22节。
Verse 20 to 22. And if you say, "What shall we eat in the seventh year? Shall we not sow nor gather in our produce?" 21. Then I will command my blessing on you in the sixth year, and it will bring you forth produce enough for 3 years. 22. And you shall sow in the eighth year.And eat old produce until the ninth year. Until its produce comes in, you shall eat of the old harvest.
好，你看，这个就是神的应许。他第六年的时候就给他们三年的出产。
And this is God's promise to them that in the sixth year, He'll give them enough for the, to last them to the eighth and ninth year.
所以有信心的就放了下去了。
So those who have faith are then able to believe in God.
这个土地不要种，就把它放着了。
If God asks them to not tend to the land.Then it is by faith will they then obey.
那人家做什么？你不工作，你要做什么
？So if you had nothing to do, then what is there to do?
所以第七年，他们就是把这个时间分出来，特别来学习神的律法的。
They took this seventh year as a special year where they can observe the law of God.
他们可以学，可以认。
To learn His law and commands.
然后他们可以真的有那个家庭的生活。
And to truly have their own family life.
父母亲可以真的把这个律法、这个神的道理传给下一代。
And it is an opportunity for the parents to teach and pass down these teachings to their offspring.
好，所以这个 他们在凭信心在敬拜神的时候，诶，这个就是他们可以做的，也是神要求他们这样做的。
And it is through faith or by faith that these that the people of God can carry this out.
哦，这个第七年他们不工作，基本上就是在把以神为中心啊，在敬拜神，然后在享受神给他们的祝福。
And in this seventh year, the Israelites were able to set aside their own lives and to truly draw near to God.
那就好像我们今天早上所说的这些节期呢，其实今天在我们的灵恩会里面都可以体现到。
And all these various feasts, we can experience today, for example, in our spiritual convocation.
我们现在从百姓怎么预备他们自己哈来过这个日子，来看我们今天怎么预备自己来参加我们的灵恩布道会。
So we'll take the example of the Israelites preparing themselves to,for the seventh year, and use that for our own encouragement, or for these feasts, and use that for our own encouragement to prepare ourselves for our own spiritual convocation.
我们现在看利未记二十三章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 23.
第一个节期是逾越节。
The first feast is
Passover.
The Passover.
第六节这里是第五节二十三章第五节。
Chapter 23 of Leviticus, verse 5. On the 14th day of the month of the first month at twilight is the Lord's Passover.
这个逾越节的条例在出埃及记十二章、十三章写得很清楚。
And the day of the Passover is explained very clearly in Exodus.
这是他们的被拯救的日子大日。
This is when God established Passover as a great day of celebration.
这些神指定的日子 要守的其实都附带一个说明，都是世世代代永远的定例，就是每一个世代都要记住，不可以忘记的。
And this establishment of the Passover is so critical that God commanded His people to carry it forward many generations.
那逾越节那个晚上十四号吃完晚餐之后的隔一天，就是进入无酵节。
And on the 15th day, the day after the Passover, it is called the Feast of the Unleavened Bread.
那他们要连续吃无酵饼七日。
And they must eat only unleavened bread for 7 days straight.
然后第一天跟第七天都要有盛会什么劳碌的工都不可以做。
And on the first day and the seventh day, you shall not do any customary work.
那他们现在要，因为在二十三章他很简单的就讲了几节而已，他没有讲详细的那个节应该怎么守。
And all these various feasts are only explained at a very high level in chapter 23.
但是在出埃及记十二章他就有写了。
But in Exodus chapter 12, it does spell it out very clearly.
我们现在看出埃及记十二章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 12.
好，我们现在请看第十四节哈。
Verse 14.
十四节。
Verse 14, so this day shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance. Verse 15, 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall remove leaven from your houses. For whoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. Verse 16, on the first day there shall be a holy convocation, and on the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation for you.No manner of work shall be done on them, but that which everyone must eat, that only may be prepared by you. Verse 17. So you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for on this same day I will have brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you shall observe this day throughout your generations as an everlasting ordinance. Verse 18. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening.Verse 19. For 7 days no leaven shall be found in your houses, since whoever eats what is leavened, that same person shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a stranger or native of the land.
好，你看这一段就在讲逾越节跟接下来的除酵节他们所该做的事。
And this clearly explains all that they must do or cannot do during the day of the Passover and day of the unleavened bread. Unleavened.
那这个 逾越节就是神拯救的日子，我们要记住。
And we must remember, that the Passover is a day that must be remembered forever.
要世世代代向儿女述说。
And that it must be passed on from generation to generation.
那他们可以存活，是因为有一只羊羔流血，这个血涂在他们的门楣上，他们才没有被击杀，特别是长子。
And if you think back to when they were in Egypt, they used the blood of a lamb to plaster it outside their front doors so that their lives can be spared.
所以因着神的保守，有一只带罪的羔羊死了，他们才能够存活，能够离开埃及。
It is because of this sacrificial lamb are they then able to escape Egypt.
好，所以节期的第一日就是逾越节。
So all the various feasts, the first of which is the Passover.
所以对我们今天来说，我们今天能够守节期，就是因为有主耶稣的拯救。
And so today, for us to be able to observe the feast, it is because of the sacrificial lamb that is Jesus Christ.
所以参加灵会，其实最重要的一点就是我们要记住，没有耶稣的拯救，我们今天是不可能在这里享受神的安息的。
So to observe or to partake of this spiritual convocation that we have today, we must remember the origins of it, and it's by the blood of Jesus Christ are we able to have it.
所以逾越节的羊羔就是耶稣基督。
So the blood of the lamb on the day of Passover is Jesus Christ himself.
这只羊羔流血才有救赎，才有自由。
It is this lamb and the sacrificial lamb are we then able to have these feasts.
哦，所以逾越节其实具体应验在耶稣基督身上。
So the Passover is directly correlated with Jesus Christ.
那哥林多前书第五章哈。
We turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
请看哥林多前书第五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 5.
第五章第七节。
Verse 7. Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us.
第八节。
Verse 8. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
那这个就是逾越节之后的除酵节，他特别提到说，因为基督耶稣这个羔羊已经为我们被杀献上了，所以接下去我们就是一个新的团，就是无酵的，像无酵的团一样的。
And because of Jesus Christ offering his own blood for us, we have then been cleansed. And this directly ties to the feast of the unleavened bread where we are pure.
所以无酵节是在逾越节以后接下去马上进行的。
And so this feast of the unleavened bread takes place immediately after the Passover.
我们就看到在圣经里面这个酵其实就指的罪。
So we know clearly from the Bible that leaven symbolizes sin.
今天主耶稣他把我们的罪除掉了。
Today Jesus Christ, because of his death and his blood, are our sins cleansed.
他为我们献上了，所以我们的过去的罪就不再被纪念了。
Because of his sacrifice, our original sin has been forgiven.
我们本来好像一个旧人，因在耶稣基督里面变成新人了。
Because of Jesus Christ, our old selves have transformed into this new being.
那在保罗的教导里面，他特别提到我们一定要守这个节日，要用不可用旧的酵，要用真正无酵饼，叫真正无酵无罪的生活来过这个节日。
So Paul clearly explains in 1 Corinthians that you must not use any of the old leaven. You must use unleavened bread, and this symbolizes living a new and clean and holy life.
你看这个逾越节，他们那个时候要过逾越节以前，他们要三天前就要把那个羔羊准备好。
So the day of the Passover, the Israelites spent 3 days preparing for this day.
那个羊要特别准备好，是没有残疾的才可以啊，没有 blemish 的。
Oh, and to find this perfect lamb for sacrifice or offering, it takes a while to find one that is perfect.
要先准备羔羊，准备那个逾越节要吃的食物。
And you must also prepare the entire feast of the Passover.
然后，哎，在逾越节的时候，这亲戚朋友聚在一起。
In the day of the Passover, all family and friends they gather together.
所以逾越节的时候，他们不可以有人在外面旅行，通通要聚回来，都要算时间算好。
The day of the Passover is a day where all must return home and be with each other.
然后一起享受逾越节晚餐，然后在神面前去纪念他的拯救。
And they must use this occasion to remember all that has been given to them by God.
我们就看到今天我们要一样用这个精神要来参加灵恩会。
So we must use the same, very same spirit to come and enjoy and feast upon this spiritual convocation.
我们要到神面前来。
We must come before God.
要来纪念神的拯救。
We must remember His salvation.
那所以我们一定要把时间空出来到神面前来。
Therefore, we must set aside our own time to be able to come forward.
那在神的家里面，像一家人都聚在一起来思想神的这个很奇妙的救赎。
And gather as brothers and sisters in Christ together. Ponder upon the salvation and abundance of God.
那我们在灵会的时候，我们都会领受圣餐。
And during the spiritual convocations, we always partake of the Holy Communion.
所以这个圣餐其实就是像逾越节的晚餐一样。
This Holy Communion can be correlated to the Passover feast.
那我们要领受逾越节的晚餐，我们一定要先接下去就是要除酵，把这个罪。这些过犯都把它清除干净。
And before partaking of this feast, we must cleanse ourselves of our old sinful nature.
然后接下去就是除酵节，就是无酵节，连续七天了哈。
And immediately after the Passover, after this Passover feast, it's the feast of the unleavened bread for seven straight days.
所以那个盛会哈，就是聚在一起的那个盛会，是在除酵节的第一天。除酵节。就是 Holy Convocation 是在第一天的这个 无效节
And this Holy Convocation after the Passover, it's the first day of the seven-day Feast of the Unleavened Bread.
好，那所以有这个除效的过程，一定是在之前哦，你就开始准备好的。
But before this day even starts.You must spend time to prepare for it.
已经知道哦，逾越节要到了。逾越节的隔一天清晨，马上就是除酵节了。
We already know that the day after the Passover, is the first day of the feast of the unleavened bread.
那既然这个酵代表罪，表示说我们今天要参加灵会的时候，我们就要开始准备我们自己的身心灵。
And because we're partaking of this feast of the unleavened bread, we must cleanse ourselves of our sinful acts and ask for forgiveness.Likewise, on the same token, preparing ourselves for the spiritual convocation well in advance.
你看那个刚才出埃及记十二章里面，他那个特别强调说，在你们家的附近哦，这个住处哦都不可以有酵。
And Exodus chapter 12 clearly states that your home must be free and rid of leaven.
那个在你们家中，它七天真的不可以有酵，所以有发酵的植物啊都不可以存在了哈。
You must not have any remnants of leaven or any foods using leaven.
你看那个以前那个虔诚的犹太人哦，他们为了要过逾越节、除酵节哈，他们甚至都有一个特殊的那个炉子哈，专门来烤那个无酵饼。
So, for some very traditional Jews, to be able to bake unleavened bread, they use a very special baking pan.
因为平常在家里面在吃饼都是有效啊。
Because typically, when you bake bread, you have to use yeast to bake it.
那可是到逾越节要除酵节的时候，那要怎么样把这些酵都除掉？用过东西，他们说会被污染。
So using anything that has been used on with yeast is considered unclean. So they must use something else.
后来在他们的 community 里面，他们就是设计了一套。大的烤箱专门为了除酵节用的。
So,
平常都不用。
The Jews then made a very special oven to be able to bake unleavened bread.
就在除酵节通通到那个地方去烤无酵饼。
And they only use this for that sole purpose of baking unleavened bread for this occasion.
那说明他们的心真的是很专注，很就是对神的话非常注意。
So this characterizes them as very much obeying the law of the law of the Lord down to the T.
那你我们看到他们要打扫他们的家庭家里哈环境。
So they must also prepare their surroundings.
这个有效的东西都要把它丢掉了。
They must clean their homes of its leaven.
今天如果我们从罪的角度来看
，So today, if we speak from the standpoint of sin,
我们要在灵会的时候来朝见神，来领受神的祝福。
We come to this holy spiritual convocation before God.
我们就是要像这样子准备。
We must be just like these Jews preparing for this feast of the Passover.
把我们家里面这些有罪的东西都把它除掉。
To rid our own selves and our surroundings of sin.
打扫我们的环境哈。
To clean our environment.
这也是为什么我们今天教会需要在灵会之前要大扫除。
This is also why a week before our spiritual convocation we clean entire church premises.
那所以为什么我们需要弟兄姐妹要来一起来整理这个环境
？It is why we all come together to clean.
这个就是无酵节的意义啊。
So this is the meaning behind ridding ourselves of leaven.
那不只是我们的教会，包括我们自己的家庭也是这样子。
So we don't only clean our church, we also clean our own household.
不只是物质的外界的东西，包括我们内心也是一样。
We don't just clean our material possessions, we also clean our hearts.
所以我们真的要迎接灵会的到来，就是我们开始准备我们的身，我们的心是干净的。
So before we come to this spiritual convocation, we must make sure our hearts are clean and pure.
那些恶毒的心里面这些不圣洁的思想都要把它除去。
All our unclean thoughts and acts, we must rid of.
要用诚实真正的无酵饼
，and truly use, with humility unleavened bread.
就是让我们的心真的是能够跟随神的指示过圣洁的日常生活。
And use our newly cleaned hearts, as a measure of our new clean lives.
我们为什么说在灵会之前呢？教会要一直宣布
？So why is it? Before every spiritual convocation, our church spends a great amount of effort to proclaim it, to advertise it.
从要准备，就是要让大家了解说这个很重要了。
And that is so that we can be reminded of it, and so that we have ample time to prepare for it.
然后开始让我们的心可以真的变干净。
And it allows us, gives us the opportunity and the time we need to be able to cleanse our hearts.
所以要除酵。那个心干净，现在才能够有清心，才能见到神嘛。
It is until we clean our hearts of its leaven, are we then able to come before God?
那我们要除掉这个酵，光是用，有时候要有一些方法嘛，哈。
And to rid ourselves of yeast or leaven, there must be a method behind it.
就像我们今天要大扫除，我们有一些工具，有一些特菌，有些清洁剂，要把这些脏的东西把它刷干净啊。
Just like cleaning the church premises.There is a process. There are tools that we must use.
真的要把那个有效的东西除掉，这个其实要花一点功夫的。
So to rid ourselves of its leaven, it must take some level of effort.
那对我们来说，我们今天要准备自己成为无效的器皿来见神。
So today, for ourselves to be able to rid ourselves of its own leaven, how must we go about it?
我们需要有神的真理。
We must first have the truth of God.
所以在灵会之前，我们为什么要参加聚会
？So why is it before the spiritual convocation we really must observe the Sabbath on a regular basis？
那要让这个真理来让我们得自由，让我们得到洁净。
And it is by this truth that we able to receive freedom。
哦，因为这个道可以洗涤我们的身呢，我们的心呢。
Because the word of the Lord。Is a cleansing agent of our hearts.
我们看以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第二十六节。
Verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word.
二十七。
Verse 27, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish.
那这里特别强调用道可以洗洁净。
So here it clearly states the word of the Lord can cleanse our hearts.
所以我们今天一定要用神的道理来让我们的心干净。
So today we must use the word of the Lord, of God to clean our hearts.
让我们的心智可以改换一新。 让我们的整个心可以renew,被renew。
So that we can renew our hearts.
因为一生的果效都是从心发出来的嘛。
Because we bear its fruit.
所以我们有时候内心有一些苦毒的事情，如果有神的道理进来，就把它除去了。
So if there is any bitterness in your hearts, for example, the word of the Lord can cleanse it.
那我们有这样的准备，基本上我们就会克制自己，就不会很随意的随从我们的私欲去说话行事。
And it is by the word of God are we then able to be watchful of our thoughts and actions.
我们不会顺服情欲的哈。
We will not give in to our lustful fleshly nature.
那我们会顺服圣灵。
We'll be able to
顺服圣灵, walk in the spirit.
We'll walk in the spirit instead.
那我们会在这个 过程当中会谨慎我们自己的眼目，我们的耳朵，我们跟外界的接触。
We must also be very watchful of what we see and what we hear.
所以除酵节，他们本来就是要打扫环境，要让他们的周遭都是在这个圣洁的这个环境里面来见到神，蒙神悦纳。So
the feast of the unleavened bread takes some time to prepare, where you must clean your own self and clean your household. And clean your environment.
那这个时候呢，你看那个神的道理进来，他们就吸收，他们就可以明白。
And it is when you clean your hearts and yourselves, the word of the Lord can easily then fill it.
好，现在再看回来，利未记23章哈。Let's
turn back to Leviticus chapter 23.
那他这个节期，比如说现在到了第十节哈。23:10， 请读十节。
Verse 10, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land which I give to you and reap its harvest, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest.
11.
Verse 11, he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted on your behalf. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it.
这里提到，是说你们以后到了迦南地，有收割庄稼的时候，要把出熟的一捆带给祭司。
So here it says, when you reach into the land of Canaan and you reap its harvest, you must first bring a sheaf of its first fruits.
那这个是以后要发生的事，就是他们进迦南地以后才要做，因为他们在旷野的时候不可能有收成。And
obviously, this is something that occurs after they reach Canaan.
那出熟的先带来给神一捆，然后一捆先带来给神。So
giving this first fruits. The first harvest to God is the key here.
这个也就是所谓的初熟节。
So this is also known as
the feast of first fruit.
The feast of the first fruits.
就是出产先把它带来献给神，然后来感谢神的赏赐，之后他们所拥有的，他们所得到的，所以他们可以享受的。
It is to symbolize our reverence to God by offering to Him. The best, which is the first fruits of this harvest, at which point we can then enjoy the rest of our harvest.
那这里所谓的一捆，其实跟那个一俄美尔是同一个单，同样一，同一个字，一个欧美尔。
One sheaf is equal to one omer.
那一捆是多少？有大捆，有的小捆啊。So
how much is one sheaf?
你说那个何捆一捆呢？这个有时候。
Sometimes it can be very difficult to measure.
但是通常他这个意思就是说，他们所带来的就是一捆的那个禾捆要足够去有一个俄美尔的面粉。So
one sheaf is equivalent to one or two omers of flour.
那一个俄美尔的面粉就是一法的十分之一，就是要来做。 数计的那个饼的最小的单位，就是最少要这样够才够。
And one omer of flour is the minimum amount of flour you need to bake this unleavened bread for offering.
所以他们要见神以前，他们要走路走到神会幕那里去，他们一定要先 把那那个禾禾捆先收起来，放着带来。
So before these people go to the tabernacle, and before they bring themselves before God, they must prepare for themselves one sheaf of this first harvest.
哦，所以要来见神以前，先准备好啊，都把准备要奉献给神的先收好，然后来到神面前啊，然后就交给祭司，在神面前摇一摇，然后就给神。
And before they come before the Lord, they must prepare all these things. And once they're prepared, they then give it to the priest, at which point it's offered.
然后接下去，你看，同时哈，第十二节开始还要献燔祭以及铜线的素祭，献燔祭跟献素祭。
And in verse 12, it says also that we must offer a burnt offering to the Lord.
哦，还有那个 the grain offering 哈，铜线的素祭的。
And a grain offering and a burnt offering, verses 12 and 13.
那他所以他那个那个处暑节来见神的时候，通常都是要献祭啊，带礼物来献祭。
And all these feasts, these regular feasts, always have a offering component to them.
好，把这个处暑的给神之后，那他们之后的出产，他们就可以啊享受这个要作为世世代代永远的定例。
Before they partake of each of these feasts, they must first offer its first fruit to God, and then they can then enjoy the rest of it.
那所以我们看到今天我们你看要参加灵会啊。
So today when we come and in attend the spiritual convocation,
其实这个是这也是一个时间让我们可以感恩的时候。
This is also an occasion for us to be thankful.
所以我们通常在灵会最后都有一个感恩奉献。
That is why at the end of the convocation we have.Thanksgiving offering.
就是将神给我们的祝福带到神面前来。
That we can bring forth all the blessings of the Lord, to be able to offer to God.
当我们奉献给神的时候，绝对不会吃亏的。
And what we offer, we will not lose out.
就好像你看神，他领受了百姓的这个初熟的奉献以后。
So just like, God receiving the Israelites' offerings.
那这个后面神给他们更多祝福啊！
God was able to bless them many times over.
他们愿意遵守神这个小的命令，接下去大的，像到安息年的时候，神就给他们三年三倍的出产。
God commanded them to offer a small piece of their harvest, but God then blessed them abundantly for many years thereafter.
这就是神的逻辑啊，神的逻辑，神的法则了。
And this is essentially 算数了、
啊、
and this is essentially how God calculates and how he returns what we give him.
给我们的都超过我们所求所想的。
All that he gives us is very much many times over what we give to him.
好，所以我们在过节期，像这个除酵，这个初熟节，就是要准备好我们自己把礼物来奉到神面前。
And so in preparation of these feasts, it is also to prepare ourselves to come before God with our best.
这个初熟节其实在耶稣基督已经应验了。初熟节也是应验在主耶稣身上。
And these feasts are also practiced by Jesus Christ during his time.
Fulfilled
by Christ.
因为这个初熟的果子，耶稣基督就是初熟的果子。
Jesus Christ himself is the first fruit.
主耶稣他从死里复活，首先复活。
Jesus Christ was the only one who resurrected from the dead.
所以他的复活成为我们以后复活的榜样。
His resurrection serves as an example to our own resurrection.
所以这个节期里面他都有一个属灵的预表的教训。
So these feasts, as detailed in the Bible, have its own spiritual meaning.
主耶稣基督就是这个初熟的果子。
Jesus Christ is the first fruit.Of all our harvests.
那当然，这个在哥林多前书十五章，他有提到主耶稣复活的时候啊，他的那个教导，他的意义的哈。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it Paul discusses the meanings behind Christ's resurrection.
我们来看一下好了。哥林多前书十五章二十二节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22.
十五章二十二节。
15 verse 22. For as in Adam all die.Even so in Christ, all shall be made alive.
23节
Verse 23. But each one in his own order. Christ the firstfruits, afterwards those who are Christ's at his coming.
好，你看这里就是讲到复活，主耶稣是出熟的果子。
So here it says, on his resurrection, Christ himself is the first fruit.
所以我们年会的时候，你看我们来到教会啊，来享受这个属灵的祭祭。
Before the spiritual convocation, we come and we enjoy this very special occasion.
其实我们在这个灵会期间呢，我们就能够经历神主耶稣基督他是从死里复活的，他正在听我们祷告。
As we pray in preparation for the spiritual convocation, we remember Christ's sacrifice and his resurrection, and he listens to our prayers.
我们吃圣餐，领受他的身体，喝主耶稣的宝血。
We partake of the Holy Communion, where we partake of His flesh and blood.
让我们将来在末日复活更有把握。
So that we can be blessed on the last day and resurrect together with Christ.
所以我们就不怕死亡。
So as Christians, we do not fear death.
主耶稣怎么复活，我们也要照样复活。
How Christ resurrected on we shall too resurrect on the last day.
哦，所以为了将来的复活，我们现在就要真的过像主耶稣一样圣洁的生活，在世上这些每一天的日子。
So that is the purpose of our lives, to live a holy life, so that we can resurrect on the last day.
哦，所以那个无效节不是只有七天，但是那意义就是我们的整个生活都是要成为无效的。
So the feast of the Passover, though the Bible says it lasts 7 days, for us, in practice, it lasts for a lifetime.
哦，所以我们需要成为圣洁，因为主是圣洁的。
So we must ensure that we transform into holy beings and live a holy life.
利未记二十三章接下去，他是讲了五旬节。
In Leviticus chapter 23, the next feast.
第几节？第十五节，就是 Feast of Pentecost.
It's the Feast of the Pentecost.
那这个就是从初熟节之后的第五十天。
And this is 50 days to the day after the seventh Sabbath.
那这个五旬节很特别哈，到第十六节，请读第十六节。
And this feast of the Pentecost is actually very important. Verse 16 of Leviticus chapter 23 reads, "Count 50 days to the day after the seventh Sabbath, then you shall offer a new grain offering to the Lord."
这里说也要一个新素祭献给神。
So here it says you must offer a new grain offering to the Lord.
十七节说这个新素祭是怎这个新素祭是怎么做的
？And verse 17 it details what makes up your grain offering.
十七节
，verse 17, you shall bring from your dwellings two wave loaves of 2/10 of an ephah. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baked with leaven. They are the first fruits to the Lord.
好。你看这里提到要这个新素祭哈，要做两个摇祭的饼加酵的。
So this grain offering, is made up of two loaves of bread.
啊，是有酵的哦。
And it is with this bread is with leaven.
好，那当做初熟的物献给神。
And the first fruits are to be offered to the Lord.
接下去十八节，他就提到要献上的是燔祭，要有赎罪祭，要有平安祭的啊。
And in verse 18, it says that you must offer a burnt offering and a grain offering, and a peace offering.
好，到第二十节就说哈，祭司把这些祭物跟初熟的麦子啊做了饼，就一同做摇祭，然后在神面前摇一摇，然后就。献给神为圣物归给祭司。
And in verse 20 reads, the priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits as a wave offering before the Lord with the two lambs. They shall be holy to the Lord for the priest.
好，然后这一天也是要有圣会哈。
And they must also proclaim this day as holy as well.
然后这样一个节日上说也是一样，在你一切的住处做世世代代永远的定例。
And these must be a statute forever and ever,
好，那
and carried forth in many generations.
第二十二节特别提到说，那如果你们收割的时候，要不要忘记穷人哦？
And in verse 22 it says, when you reap the harvest, you must not forget those who are in need.
其实五旬节也是收割节，或者是七七节。
And the day of the feast of the Pentecost is also a day a feast where
a harvest.
It's also a harvesting day.
或者是 叫做 Feast of Weeks， 就是七七节的哈。
那、and it's also known as the Feast of Weeks, which is 7 weeks long.
那这个就是五旬节，它就是大家很欢乐的一起来享受。
And this is the Feast of the Pentecost, where everyone comes together and enjoys.
是收割的时候。
It is a day of it's an occasion for harvesting.
那其实我们就看到这个五旬节，在主耶稣升天之后，这个就是圣灵降临的日子。
And the day of the Pentecost in the time in the New Testament, this is the day the Holy Spirit descends.
就是教会建立的时候。
This is when the church was established.
那教会建立以后，
And once the church was established,
真的本来是外邦人的跟犹太人的，就像两个饼，现在可以合在一起献给神。
Back before then, you must separate the Jews versus the Gentiles, but now. At the day of the Pentecost, these can then be combined.
在基督里面就不分犹太人或希利尼人了。
In Christ, there is no separation.
好，那现在这两个饼一样就放在神面前奉给神了。
So this feast of the harvest and the first fruits offered to God.
那这个加酵的饼其实不是要烧在祭坛上的，是把它奉在神面前摇一摇，然后就归给祭司。
And this bread that it was baked with leaven, it's not to be placed on the altar for God, whether you wave it and give it to the priest.
那所以从五旬节看来，其实五旬节是领受神的祝福，大家一起欢乐的时候。
So this feast of the Pentecost is a day of celebration.
也是这些神的选民关心神的家的时候。
This is when His chosen people cares for the house of God.
也是去想到有一些寄居的一些穷人，他们需要帮助的时候。
It is also to remember those who are poor or less fortunate.
啊，也是他们一起欢呼颂赞神的赏赐的时候了。
It is also when they are celebratory in nature.
所以我们今天灵会，你看，在这个时间，就是圣灵降临的时候。灵恩会也是圣灵大降的时候嘛，不是吗？祈求灵恩的时候。
So likewise, during the spiritual convocation, it is an occasion where the spirit of the Lord is abundant.
那也是我们会关心神的家，神的家到底有没有发展，这个跟我们有关系的。
It is a time where we can reflect upon its house and its growth.
那我们要去同时去关心到有些有需要的人，就是像穷人、寄居的，他们需要神的恩典。
It is also time where we must care for those in need.
那我们愿意去把我们所拥有的去跟人家分享。
And it's so that we can bring forth our best and share it with others.
所以在五旬节，你看这个在五旬节的时候，他们真的是要实际上去有一个行动去帮助那些需要的呢。
So the feast of the Pentecost comes with specific actions, and those actions are to share your best.
对我们来说，我们今天灵会的时候，就是想到现在有一些人，他们真的在灵里面。需要神的救恩，我们一定要把这个信息传递出去的。
So in other words, an example of this is those who are in need are those who don't know God just yet. So we must care for them and share the good news.
最大的善事其实就是把这个救恩给这些需要的人。
The greatest philanthropical deed is to share the good news of God.
所以我们准备灵恩会其实就是要能够享受在神里面灵里面的收割，就是我们一定要去做，去传讲。
So when we reap the harvest, it's also time where we must share the goodness.
这是为什么我们教会在灵恩会之前会有一系列的这个福音的工作。
So that is why our church today, in preparation of the spiritual convocation, many different events in preparation.
我们除了在祷告来求神。动工之外
outside of our own personal prayers for God's guidance and abundance,
我们一定要实际上来参与，来支持这样一个福音的工作。
We must truly set aside our own time and sacrifice our own time to be able to prepare.
那这样子，我们才有办法在灵恩会的时候真的享受从神来的这个收获。
And it is then, can we then truly enjoy the harvest on the day of the convocation.
神的家里面啊，能够有新的面孔。
To see that our church and its house of God has grown.
看到神的家里面有粮食充足。
That we see not only new faces but also this new harvest.
这个神的定的节日，其实就是神要祝福的日子的。
So these feasts are feasts established by God for us to enjoy.
那我们好好的预备来领受神啊，他天上地上各样属灵的福气。
So let us take the effort and the time to prepare for these events.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
421首。
421.